This is Isaac from DoorCountyDailyNews.com and the new Radio Sports Network. I'm here with Luxembourg Casco's men's soccer coach, Corey Romden. How are you doing today, Corey?
I'm doing well. We're in week two of our season, and school is in week three now, and things are kind of settling in. So
that's always good to hear. I was going to say you officially started your season with a 63 victory on Tuesday over Wrightstown. Can you tell me a little bit about the game and how your team got it done?
Yeah. So we'd been doing some kind of optional workouts during the summer, and I felt like the boys were going to be prepared pretty well for that first game. Everything considered, obviously, it's been a little different summer than normal.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So the boys started pretty well. You know, we scored relatively early in the seventh minute. The message we sent to them after the game is we saw a lot of rust, a lot of sloppy play, but a lot of really good moments and a lot of things that we could build on. And obviously, to get a 6-3 win in that conference game, first game of the season, given all those things, was a really positive thing from our perspective.
Well, especially when you say your team's rusty and everything, it's always good to, you know, get your feet wet and get it wet with a victory like that.
Yeah, definitely. They responded really well. You know, they weren't satisfied with their performance, but I think they were happy to get the first W under their belt.
Yeah, it's always good not to ever be satisfied. Now that games are officially being played and throughout the optional workouts and everything you had, how does it feel to finally have the regular season underway?
It feels good. I think, you know, at some point you can train as much as you need to, and the boys just are ready to play games and get into live action. So it's nice to get that action and kind of get a feel for where we're at against an opponent. And I think the boys had a lot of fun, which is definitely a positive here. You know, we send the message that every game we have is an opportunity this year. Things may change quickly. So it was good to get on the field, and I think they were pretty happy with it too.
That's great to hear. Precaution-wise, what have you and the school done to get the season going? And then what can you do to make sure the season can continue?
Yeah, so our school opened, I believe it was July 1st, we could do team gatherings and practices and stuff.
Okay.
For the soccer program, we actually waited until pretty close to the end of July to get together. You know, we wanted a little more time to assess the situation, make sure we had coaches available to be there to split up groups. And at the beginning of the trainings in summer, we just started small with no contact activities, really small groups, just doing a lot of technical stuff. And then over the course of about 6 weeks, you know, they're optional, so we don't have all 30 players there, but we started gradually adding layers to what we were doing and gradually adding certain forms of contact to prepare for the season. And, you know, being that we're an outdoor sport, we haven't had to wear the masks while we're outdoors.
Okay.
But we've done that during any of our strength and conditioning sessions. It's been a big emphasis on any indoor meetings, bus rides, any of that kind of stuff. You know, we've definitely sent the message that we don't want anybody to get sick. We don't want anybody's family members to get sick. And we want the season to be as long as possible. So
Absolutely. We've
tried to emphasize that with our players.
So with the team meetings and such, would you just like host those in like a bigger area, like a gym? Or would you kind of like split the team up in groups like in a classroom, or how would you go about that?
We tried to do as much as we can outdoors. So obviously that gives us a little better opportunity to spread out, and the logistics are a little bit easier. The only indoor team meeting that we've had, or I guess we've had a couple, have been after this season have started, after school started. So we've kind of followed the guidelines of the school. Fortunately, our school has plastic barriers set up in a lot of the rooms and tables kind of blocked off. So a lot of that stuff is already handled for us.
Sounds good. And then is there anything you'd like to share about this year's squad?
Yeah, I feel like we're in year three of this process of kind of building a style of play. And this group of seniors is a really bright group. We're really excited about their large group. We've got 10 to 12 seniors in the program right now, and they have a lot of experience with us. Also a large junior class. Overall, the group has a great feel for what we expect of them. They're a really competitive group. They brought a good intensity to all of our sessions, and they've just been a fun group to work with. They have a really good chemistry together. We're definitely cherishing each moment a little bit more now.
Yeah, that's all you can do, especially in a time where your season could end, you know, tomorrow. You don't really know how things will work out.
Yeah, definitely.
Lastly, how have you prepared for your upcoming match with Waupaca?
We've had a few days of practice. You know, we had tryouts last week, so you split teams towards the end of the week. We've trained on Monday, yesterday, today. Today we're going to be training actually on hard surfaces out on the pavement, because Waupaca is the one team in our conference that has a turf field. We try to prepare them a little bit differently for that situation, and it seems to have worked well in the past. So otherwise, just still getting a feel for where guys are going to fit in and their roles in the team, and it's been going well.
That's great to hear. That's an interesting strategy. I like it a lot. Thank you, Corey, and have a great day, and good luck on the season.
All right. Thanks, Isaac. We appreciate it.